Well, boys and girls, the one thing that's been on everybody's mind, well, as far as the media is concerned, as far as the daily papers are concerned, it's all surrounding a little ball. It's what you call a football. And I must admit that I used to play a lot myself and have a kind of a little bit of interest, but I was thinking of all the different games that you do play with a ball. You know, there are a lot of ladies and they keep talking, and a lot of mums and this, whether boys and girls, and they're like, what do you call soccer widows? Soccer widows. Their husbands are sending them out with the checkbook so they can sit in peace. But when they come back, the peace is gone when they discover what's been spent. When you think of all the different types of balls that are used in sports, you know, you can think of the tennis ball. It's different again than the football. Or you could think of the cricket ball. It's even different again. Or you could even think of the rugby ball. Now, it is different. It is a rare shape. Now, I thought that when you start to think of all these balls that are used in games, and there's basketball, and there's hockey balls, and there's volleyballs, and there's snooker balls, and as we used to say up the Shankill, there's head the balls. But I was wondering when I was thinking about this, you know, if the Bible ever speaks about a ball. Do you ever think about that? If the Bible ever speaks about a ball. And you know what I discovered? I discovered that the Bible does speak about a ball. And it only speaks once about a ball. And in the one place where it speaks about a ball, it's in the Old Testament, in the prophecy of Isaiah, in the 22nd chapter, in the 18th verse, and here's what it says: He will surely violently turn and toss thee like a ball into a large country. Now that's the only time you find the Bible speak about a ball. And it speaks about the tossing like a ball. Actually, boys and girls, when the Bible speaks about a ball, it's actually used in connection with a man. And the man's name is Shebna. I don't think there'd be anybody here this morning called Shebna. But the man's name was Shebna. Now this man Shebna, he was a powerful man because he had a place in the king's palace. Some say he was the governor. Some say he was the treasurer. Some say he might have been a secretary. But whatever way you want to look at it, he was a powerful man. And that's the man that the verse is referring to. And it says that the Lord would violently toss him like a ball into a large country. It was strange, you know. Powerful man. But you see, the problem with this powerful man was that he was full of pride. He could only think of himself. Nobody else. You know, boys and girls, when I cast my mind back and think of the days we used to play football in the street, and I'm going back quite a bit now, because in those days you used to get fined 15 shillings if you played football in the street. Now they wouldn't even try to fine you at all for playing in the street. And then when you were playing in the street and it was somebody's ball and they weren't winning, they just, "I'm not playing anymore." They lifted the ball, stuck it up their coat, and away they went with the ball. It was their ball, and they didn't mind you playing with it as long as you let them win. But once they started to get beat, lift the ball. So we used to call them all, lift the ball. Take it home. And that's what they used to do. Now this man, Shebna, he was so proud that he could only think about himself and think about his own glory that the Lord stepped in and he says, "I will toss him like a ball into a large country." And it says furthermore that there thou shalt die. You see, boys and girls, the mistake was this. He wanted to live for himself. He wanted to do his own thing. He didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. And he was going to live his life his way and for his glory. And the Lord said, "I'll take him and I'll toss him like a ball into a far country." Boys and girls, that's what happens when you seek to live your life without the Lord. You need to be living for his glory. You need to learn early in life to walk with him. And if you do that, then you need not fear, like the ball being tossed into a far country.